This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kind of leads into this conversation because NFL.com was going through different positional groups across the draft. Strongest to weakest. They say edge defenders, strongest part of the entire draft. Second strongest position, running back.
Okay.
Third strongest, interior D-line.
Need that.
Fourth tight end, fifth offensive tackle, and then it went down from there.
Offensive well, tackle's not great.
The interior offensive line was graded as the worst position group in this year's draft. And this is just according to one publication, but it is NFL Network's Lance Zierlein, our friend that provides this great
draft. It probably also
comps.
Speaks to the numbers that were out there for guards and the trade value out
exactly.
there for guards this year, so that tracks.
Exactly. But the fact that running back is listed second is why when we had our discussion about Travion Henderson at 31, why don't I like it? A lot of people agree that running back is the second most deep position in the draft. Why am I spending a first-round pick? Unless I can get, you know, top 15, Ashton Jeanty, something like that. I get it. Jeanty's going to go right away, and I don't care what the number is. I'll take the over. Like, he's going to be a 1,200-yard back his rookie season if he stays healthy. I have no doubt in my mind. He's that kind of player.
No matter what team he ends up
with,
you don't even care circumstance.
I really don't. Whether it's the Giants, the Raiders, the Cowboys, it doesn't really matter. I think he's a 1,200-yard back his rookie year. He's that special. But at 31, when you're talking about Travion Henderson, who could be a very good back in this league as well, I'll wait to the second round. And I'm not even saying you're going to get someone as good as him. But is the drop-off enough, if it's a deep enough, where I can get one in the third round? A Giddens, a Neal, I guess Scadaboo. I'm not a huge fan of him for the Chiefs.
It's one of the names that's in that round, yeah. And the two local guys. Look, the best possible news about of all of this is that Ed Defender is number one. I think I would personally make the argument if we were doing, and I'm sure we will, maybe 2 weeks out from the draft, a week out from the draft, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We got plenty more draft content coming your way 2.5 weeks out. And don't forget about our draft party at the Landing in Liberty coming up 2 weeks from Thursday. We'll be out there, the entire crew, Bink and Chris Unocero, will be broadcasting live. I would personally make the argument that the number one need on the board for the Chiefs is edge. Like, that is the number one, both, and I'm not even just kidding, both short-term and long-term need. It's both. It is the single biggest need this team has at both positions, is defensive line and specifically at edge. You're not guaranteed to have a contract locked up with George Karlaftis. Once again, you're on one-year deals for you're on the last year of Dana. Maybe it's two. You're nearing the end of Dana's contract. You're nearing the end. You're getting closer to the rookie deal on Felix and Udike Uzama. Oh, you got a couple years left. We'll see. Then a Minihue's on a one-year deal. Like, you got no security at edge. None. Like, that is the number one need. If you're telling me that's the single deepest position in the draft, I am interested. I would say the only one I'm disappointed in out of all of these is that wide receiver is so low. I would love another wide receiver drafted in this draft. And the more I look at it, I don't think this is wrong. The more I look at it, it might not be worth taking a wide receiver at all. Like, unless you're getting into, like, the Hail Mary portion of the draft, we're talking fifth, sixth, seventh round, then fine. But, like, at that point, I have no expectations for you to matter for the team at all. I mean, they can. Tyreek Hill was pretty notoriously a fifth-round pick who played pretty well for Kansas City. And other guys like Cooper Kupp or a million others who have Puka Nacua who have had success in later rounds do exist, but like I can't put any expectations on it, you know?
And they list wide receiver as the sixth best position group. So it's bottom three positional group.
Yeah, it's not good.
And like last year we were talking about Adunze and Brian Thomas and McConkie and Harrison and Neighbors. And I'm not even talking about what they did in year one, but even just the names heading in the draft, those were big prospect names. You don't really have, I know we've talked about locally Luther Burden, but even him and the McMillan kid out of Arizona, Golden out of Texas, those three do not match up on paper right now. Doesn't mean they can't have great careers, but draft-wise, with Harrison Jr. or Neighbors or Adunze, it's not even close.
And he counted Travis Hunter in his ranking system.
He did.
So for them to be the like third from the bottom, he's actually giving them Travis Hunter, which is kind of a freebie. If you just take him out of there and list him as just a corner, who they have as the last grouping.
Or tied, I guess. Either tied. Yeah,
tied for the last grouping on that end. Woo, both of those classes are weak. And I'll tell you, they could probably use a corner. But, like, the needs? Like, everyone has needs across the board at pretty much every position. The Chiefs are no different. They could use a running back, a tight end, an interior offensive lineman, an interior defensive lineman. You know, they need them all. So, like, it's not surprising. But their single biggest need, do you guys agree? Their single biggest need for me is edge defender. That is like the number one thing I would like.
I mean, just defensive line entirely.
Doesn't mean they'll take
him
the first round pick, but yeah, defensive line across the board. A guy opposite Chris Jones, a guy on the edge. They need somebody on the damn defensive line.
For long term, the answer is that for sure. That's why I still think that's why we see a ton of offensive tackles, though, also being mocked, is because we know Juwan Taylor's probably done after this year in Kansas City. So do they just put Wanya right tackle in 2026 and then Jalen Moore as your left tackle in 2026? Okay.
For the long term, that's a bigger need.
Is that what they're going to, you know? And so I think that's why that's in play as well. But I'm kind of with you. Get after the quarterback, even for the short term. Based off of what you have on the line, I think you could use another body that can step in fairly quickly and get you in a rookie year 5 sacks or something like that, realistically.
Versus 4 or 5 sacks.
Yeah, sure. I think that's what you would love that. You'd sign up right away. If I told you at pick 31, they got a guy that came in and got him 5 sacks his rookie year, I think we looked at the numbers a couple of years ago when they drafted Carl Loftus, how rare it actually is, picks 24 and later in the draft, to get a guy that the rookie year comes in and gets 5 sacks. It's a pretty rare thing. We act like it's not a big deal. That's tough. That's tough to find someone that can step in immediately and do that.
It makes a ton of sense for them to at least double dip, if not triple dip, into the defensive line category over the course of all the picks that they have, whether it's, you know, 3 in the first 5 picks that they have or 3 just in the entirety of the draft, like just hammer defensive line. Mm-hmm. Because of the depth, you mean you add potentially at least 1 or 2 guys who are valuable contributors for the foreseeable future. You would think that's the direction they ought to go.
And I may be off because I saw somebody refute, like an NFL guy, saying the opposite of this weekend. I actually think it's way easier to find a really good defensive end later in the first round than people make it seem like. I'm not saying let's go through some of the guys in the league.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett, we agree, is one of the best. He was taken at the top of the draft. He was not available. TJ Watt is also one of the best. He was found at the end of the first round. Max Crosby was a third. Trey Hendrickson was a third, right?
I think so. Yeah,
so like those guys were found wherever. Micah Parsons was taken way up top, right? When he taken like a top 15.
Yes. Yeah, he was top five, I believe.
Top five. Okay.
I might be wrong, but yeah.
So far, like half were found at the way beginning of the draft, half were found at the end of the first round. So like, I don't think it's as crazy as you think, or some were found in the third round. I don't think it's as crazy as you think to find him. I get it. The Khalil Macks, the Aiden Hutchinsons of the world, the guys who step in the league or 8 or 9 sacks right away, they're hard to find, but there are a lot of really good defensive ends at the end of the first round, all the way through the third round.
Yeah, I mean you're going through some of the names like Braden Fisk, the who was a rookie this past year for the Rams. He was a second round pick, now 39th overall, so top end of the second round, but he's a second round pick. He had 8.5 sacks. He was one of the best young. Him and Verse were the
Rams double dips.
Yeah, and Fisk won. Didn't Fisk win Defensive Rookie of the Year?
He did, yes.
I think that's right.
Him or Verse. It was one of the two.
Yeah, I think Verse who won it, and they still had Fisk.
Okay, that's one of the two.
They do have both of them in LA, yes.
Yeah, and they drafted, obviously, extremely well. They got to be thrilled with what they've got there, and that's why the Rams are going to be the favorites to win the NFC West. Yeah, they've got Stafford back, and they've got rebuilt defensive line that's panned out very well for Sean McVay and company. So, yeah, you can do it. At one point, though, I'd have to go find the chart. I remember when the Chiefs drafted Carl Loftus, as I said a couple years ago, we had a chart someone had put together, and it was over the average of, I think it was 5 to 10 years, picks 1 through 10, what was their rookie year output? Picks 10 through 20. And mm-hmm. there was still, on average, a considerable drop-off from drafting an edge rusher pick 28 or later versus drafting one 27 or, you know, 20
but I'd say
earlier
that's
than
just every
draft.
Position across the board.
Probably, but that's
universally
something to keep in mind.
Depending. I think the drop-off's less than what we talk about at tackle. Yeah. Like, offensive tackle, the drop-off between you get a 10-year starter at tackle in the first 15 picks versus what you get anything after 15 feels mm-hmm. significant. Mm-hmm.
Someone also on the text the line said, from 913-586-7965, from the 816 said, hey, could this draft, do we see Karloftis staying long-term, or is he something they don't get a deal done with?
I think
with?
You got to be sure. That's that. Well, you need answers in case he doesn't stay long-term.
If they're worried about that, well, then you almost have to draft one at 31.
That's what I said. It's both a short-term and long-term need.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.